LP.
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM
on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
This hour of the Mornings with Ed show is brought to you by Wealthwise Financial Services. Wealthwise Financial, wealth management redefined. And look where we find ourselves. A couple of minutes after 8 o'clock, smack dab in the middle of the week on a Wednesday. And as we do each and every Wednesday morning, we welcome the award-winning president and CEO of Wealthwise Financial Services, fresh off the Peloton this morning, Laureen Gilbert. Yeah, welcome.
Thank you so much, Ed.
How are you today?
Got a quick workout in before being here in the studio.
So all right. Well, fantastic. Well, you showed up with a lot of energy.
That's right.
That's what a good workout in the morning does for you.
It does.
Yeah. Well, welcome to this magnificent and beautiful day that we have in front of us here.
Beautiful day.
You experienced the rain last night?
Yeah, it was kind of nice.
Yeah, it was great.
Right?
Harder than I thought it would get.
Did
you get hail? I got hail at my house.
Oh, gosh, don't tell me that.
Yeah, I got
a
little hail.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Hopefully my car is okay.
Check it out.
That's what happens in, you know, in Texas. In Texas, there's a lot of hail damage on cars.
Right.
Because it hails quite a bit.
So do you have a garage at your Texas place?
I do.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
That's a good move.
Yeah. My brother does not, and his car, his BMW got... demolished.
Yeah, it's pockmarked.
It got demolished.
You can expect just one hailstorm to pockmark it.
It will.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, welcome in and thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right. So all week long, we've been having one eye on events in Europe and the potential for a Russian invasion in the Ukraine. And it's killing the European markets, I understand. And in turn, how is that affecting our markets?
Right. So if you look at history and how geopolitical events affect the markets, there's usually a drawdown. The drawdown is about 5%. However, the other stat is that typically if there is a war, which none of us want a war, the markets actually tend to have quite good returns.
Wow.
So the drawdowns for a geopolitical event tend to be short.
Right.
And even though there is this drawdown, they tend to recover. So I think what we're seeing in Europe will recover. And what we've seen in the U.S. is not as much of a reaction.
Okay. And then there's still the anticipation of, no matter what happens, gas prices rising from the tension continuing.
Right. But what we've actually seen is oil dropping. And so what does that tell us? That tells us traders are not anticipating a war, which is good.
Okay. All right. And hopefully they know best.
But if there, if there is escalation, yes, we could continue to expect that increasing oil prices.
Okay, and if we shut down the pipeline, let's say something happens and we shut down the energy that's provided from Russia to Germany right now in the pipeline, what's our plan B?
Well, hopefully we're going to increase our own production in the United States and get back to being completely energy independent.
Okay.
That would be the best answer.
And helping to provide for them at that point.
Sure. Right.
Okay. I saw that, and we talked about this last week, the consumer price index number was at 7.53%. We're expecting, we got the half point rate hike. Is that a concern? And if it's not, why are some people so concerned about a half point rate hike?
Right. Okay. Say a couple things about inflation. Yesterday, we got the PPI number. The PPI number was high, but it actually went down. It went from 9.8 to 9.7. So not a huge decline. Right. It was higher than expectations, and that rumbled people a little bit. That was higher than expectations. But the point that I'm making is it actually came down. So we think that we've hit highs on PPI, and I think we're going to start seeing that come down. And inflation, as well as CPI numbers, it's just going to take a while. A lot of that is still supply chain issues. And as those supply chain issues and the bottlenecks start getting released, then we're going to start seeing inflation come down. The other thing that you mentioned was the Federal Reserve rate hike.
Right
now, the markets have actually priced in a 50 basis point increase, which is good because the probability of that is very high.
Okay.
And so, you know, there have been Federal Reserve presidents like Bullard who have been calling for that 50 basis point increase. And a lot of people are now starting to expect that. So we feel good that the markets have priced that in because there is a high probability of that. If the Federal Reserve only increases by 25 basis points, the market would rally. Okay.
And is that different than what happened in 2000? The last time the Fed hiked rates by a half point in a single move was back in May of 2000. The labor market was exceptionally strong then. Unemployment had, you know, had hit what was then a 30-year low of 3.8% back then. But the consumer price index numbers were at 3.8%. So is this different from then?
Well, there are a lot of differences in that inflation is so much higher, and we've got to get control over inflation. And so it's this idea of what's really causing the inflation, right? How much of it is the supply chain issues, and how much does the Federal Reserve need to react? I do think that the Federal Reserve, in everything that they've been telling us, is telling us they need to get a handle on inflation. Before, they were more concerned about the labor markets. That has come in line,
right?
4%. So we're good with the labor markets. Now we got to get inflation under control. So I think, like I said, the markets, I think, would be okay with 50 basis points. And what it's actually priced in for the year are 7 rate hikes right now. 7 rate hikes at 25 basis points.
Okay.
So the 50 basis point, even though it technically has been priced in, could cause a little bit of volatility, but the markets will adjust.
Okay, now just a while back, maybe even less than a month ago, I thought they were priced in at 4.
Yeah, and hikes. Then 5, and now 7.
Okay.
So all this volatility that you've seen
right.
is repricing rate hikes.
Okay. I read something on your website about flattening the U.S. Treasury yield curve. Tell us about that.
So what happens with, you know, the yield curve has to do with different durations of your bonds. So your 2-year, your 10-year, your 30-year. Okay. If the 2-year goes up, that's going to flatten out the curve. So a yield curve is lower at the 2-year, higher at the 30-year. And so if the 2-year goes up, the 30-year stays the same, you're flattening out the yield curve. That's what that's talking about. And what we don't want is an inverted yield curve. An inverted yield curve where the 2-year is higher than the 10-year or the 30-year, that's an inverted yield curve. That's a predictor, and it's one of the best predictors of an upcoming recession. And that recession is anywhere from 6 months to a year and a half out from the first time when that yield curve inverts.
Beautifully explained. Thank you for that. And as you're explaining it, I'm thinking to myself, this is going to sound crazy to you. I'm thinking of kids and jump rope. It's like two kids holding a jump rope with you. Tighten the rope a little bit, it's harder to jump over that rope.
Yes.
All right, well, thank you for that. I want to talk about personal finances, and not mine, but let's talk about Americans' personal finances right now. What are your thoughts? What are your concerns?
Well, you know, this morning as I was on the Peloton and just thinking about coming in here today, and I was thinking, you know, I only had 20 minutes to dedicate to working out. But you know what? 20 minutes is better than no minutes, right? It's better than nothing. And it's better than 10 minutes. I did 20 minutes. And so I think the same thing when it comes to every aspect of our lives, including finances. This is Valentine's week, and people are thinking about their loved ones and spending time with your loved ones, even if you don't have a lot of time, a little bit of time. And whether it's spiritual or mental, physical, and financial. And financial, just spending a little bit of time, Ed, every week, dedicated to your personal goals with your finances, and hopefully working with a professional alongside you, you're going to make progress over time.
Fantastic. Now, on your Peloton, do you have one of those people that screams at your face when they're screaming at you while you're doing it?
I choose the nice people.
Okay.
I choose the nice people who don't yell.
I wouldn't mind if we just recorded something where you could have me on the screen and I just go, come on, pick it up.
Yeah,
pick it up, Lorraine. Come on. Get those knees up.
Oh, that's funny.
All right. So how do our listeners find you and all of this magnificent information that you can give them?
Wealthwisefinancial.com or 949-748-1177. And Ed, do we have time for one more thing?
We have all day for you.
So I just wanted to say retail sales came out better than expected.
Okay.
And that came off a December number that was low. And so there was concerns about the December retail sales.
Right.
Now January was incredibly strong. And so that tells us the consumer is still very strong and has money to spend.
And the retail sales increased even though Omicron was so present during January.
Despite Omicron, and that was the good news.
All right, give us your numbers again.
949-748-1177 or wealthwisefinancial.com.
Always a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much for being here. She is the award-winning president and CEO of Wealthwise Financial Services, Laureen Gilbert, in the Wealthwise Moment. We'll be right back.